With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Charges have been filed against the man who sold the gun to the Old Dominion University shooter.
The Justice Department has charged Kenya Chapman, who they say sold a gun to Old Dominion University shooter Muhammad Jallo, despite Jallo's previous conviction in a terrorism case, where Jallo was accused of attempting to aid the Islamic State extremist group. Chapman told agents that he stole the gun from a car in Newport News, Virginia, about a year ago, and recently sold it to Jallo, who said he needed it for protection as a delivery driver. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In the aftermath of two terror attacks on American soil Thursday, one at a synagogue in Michigan and the other at Old Dominion University in Virginia, Americans need to be prepared to fight Islamic radicalism both at home and abroad. That's the view of Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry, who tells the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins that the battle being fought with Iran will now impact us here in the United States.
Of course, we've got concerns in our own country of these people that have been brought here, who have come here, who are now being actualized to attack America. And we're going to have to deal with them on a one-by-one basis. The American people need to understand that this Islamist extremism that is rooted in Iran and other places around the Middle East is not going to quit. It is their goal. It is their mission to take over the entire world. And unfortunately, we're going to have to stand strong and remain committed for the long haul, or we're going to lose our way of life.
Congressman Perry serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. His entire interview will be broadcast when This Week on Capitol Hill airs, starting at 10 a.m. Saturday morning on the Salem News Channel. The American military has ordered 2,500 Marines and an amphibious assault ship to the Middle East. The deployment is a major addition of forces in the region after nearly 2 weeks of war with Iran. This is SRN News. The University of Oregon will now dispense abortion pills.
The notoriously liberal school says it will make abortifacient drugs available to students beginning with the fall term. Portland State University is already doing so, making the University of Oregon the second in the state to hand out abortion pills on campus. Big schools in several other states are doing so too, in some cases providing the volatile drugs in vending machines. Most abortions in the U.S. are now carried out via pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Iowa law now bans local non-discrimination protections on the basis of so-called gender identity. The measure prevents cities and counties from having civil rights protections that go beyond the categories identified in state code. Sponsors of the bill pointed out that the non-discrimination protections for transgender people cannot coexist with other recently enacted laws, including ones that bar males from playing on female sports teams and keep men out of women's bathrooms. This is SRN News. Cambodia hopes to shut down all of the country's notorious online scam centers by the end of next month.
Speaking in one of the alleged scam centers that was raided by police, Municipal Police Colonel Van Kemra told the AP how the operation worked.
They fake the uniforms, the identity cards, and they generate many fake faces by using AI.
Officials also say there's a connection to human trafficking, as they filed lawsuits against about 700 ringleaders and repatriated almost 10,000 foreigners who worked at the centers. I'm Karen Shamas.
The World Anti-Doping Agency is considering rewriting its rules to try barring President Trump and all U.S. government officials from attending the L.A. Olympics in 2028. It's a move that could also have implications for the World Cup being hosted by the U.S. this summer. The proposal's on the agenda for next Tuesday's meeting in the Global Drug Fighting Watchdog. More details at srnnews.com.